Tech companies doing business in high-risk markets will now be able to apply for up to 25 million crowns in funding thanks to a new foreign ministry scheme unveiled on Tuesday. It says the plan is the first of its kind in Central Europe and follows the EU's shift in focus from foreign aid to investment, Tom McEncrow reports.
On Tuesday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, inspired by a Europe-wide shift to support developing countries through investment rather than funding, unveiled its Záruka zahraniční rozvojové spolupráce project, which can be roughly translated as Foreign Development Cooperation Guarantee. The scheme is aimed at all states on the OECD's official development list, which is made up of more than 100 countries worldwide that rank as low or middle-income economies. Martin Tlapa is the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs responsible for economic and development cooperation. He says that the project is the first of its kind in Central and Eastern Europe.
We decided to follow what is discussed on the European level about how to be efficient in developing cooperation in developing countries. And the consensus is to move from just giving the money to invest the money to difficult regions like Africa and some countries in Asia. So this is something which was decided on the government level last year, and we prepared a program following this direction, which is really quite new among the neighboring countries in Central Europe.
The push to move from development contributions to more direct investment in promising businesses has been present in Brussels discussions since the migration crisis and is particularly relevant in regards to the African continent, where EU officials hope to create 10 million jobs in the next 5 years. The Foreign Ministry's scheme seeks to simplify and increase the availability of projects offered by Czech commercial banks to Czech companies seeking to do business in high-risk markets. A total of 50 million crowns has been committed to the plan, with the maximum of available withdrawable amount for a single investment lying at 25 million crowns. The length of liability lies at 8 years, and the guarantee can fund up to 50% of the investment. The project is currently aimed at Czech companies, with local businesses in developing states unable to apply. However, Mr. Tlapa says that this is the first phase of a project which, if successful, could be further adjusted to fit demand.
At the beginning, the condition is to apply for the companies in the Czech Republic. So this is the tool which with the pilot project is focused on the Czech companies which are considering investment into the developing countries. So that's the first phase. We will see how it will be the strong demand for that. We will be flexible in adjusting all parameters of the program based on the demands and following the discussion we have on European level on that.
He says that if commercial banks provide enough interest, the budget for the next phase could be expanded beyond 50 million crowns. All business ventures can apply, but the Deputy Foreign Minister believes that businesses focused on agriculture, healthcare and water management have a particularly strong chance.
In sectors like healthcare, medical equipment, medical devices, the group of the Czech companies is very competitive. Traditionally, for important part of our cooperation in Africa is agriculture technology, processing food, and the second one is water management, water cleaning water and waste management. This is the third important sector. So it should be different based on the demands. But generally, these sectors are considered to be strong on the list of the companies interested in the project.
The ministry is conducting a study aimed at identifying the sectors where Czech companies are most competitive in Asia and Africa, something that could also be used as a selection measure, says Mr. Tlapa. The project is to be announced on April 8th. Businesses can submit applications on a running basis, and Mr. Tlapa says their requests featuring a strong business plan and an established base in the target country could secure the funds by the end of the year. After a press conference, the Deputy Foreign Minister and his aides attended a consultation meeting with representatives of Czech business and the commercial banking sector. Some of those present brought up the fact that many Czech companies ask for loans directly through their local branches in the respective countries, whereas the Foreign Minister's plan only counts on investment guarantees being paid out to the company's main Czech branches. This, according to some commercial bankers, could slow down the speed with which money reaches the businesses. However, Mr. Tlapa says that in this initial stage of the project, focus will remain on core businesses.
Of course, some banks are, you know, willing to be more ambitious with the projects and considering to finance the branches of the Czech companies abroad and all through their branches of the banks in other countries. So, which is perfect. I love the discussion, but I'm just saying we are at the beginning. Let's start with the core business and with checking the success on the Czech side, and we will continue. Don't forget, we have a problem of the amount of how much the companies are ready and willing and invest in difficult countries in Africa. So this is the first step, and if it's a success, definitely the government, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, will be keen to have the plans with higher allocation of the money for that.